Good day, good day, good day, good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing? I hope everybody had a great weekend and celebrated their mothers. Yes, the mothers. Yes, the mothers that brought you into the world. Even the ones have that passed on, you know, the day of remembrance. And I know some of you perhaps remember your mothers every day. I know I do. I tend to miss her more often than I used to because I knew when she was present. You know, sometimes we take those things for granted, our mothers. And sometimes a mother's heart is delicate. You know, it's broken because her kids tend to break it, but yet she still loves them unconditionally. A mother's love is real. No matter what it is that the children have done, said, the mother will always love her children, even if she has to love them from afar. Yes, from afar. I can only be transparent with you concerning my children. I have a son that has passed on, but I believe that this weekend that he made an appearance in the form of a red robin, appearing on my doorstep to let me know that he was well, that he was at peace. Yes. See, sometimes God will send nature, yes, nature, to let you know that your loved ones are still with you and they are at peace. So pay attention to the signs of nature, the birds of the air. Yes, the birds of the air. I had an interesting weekend. I had an eagle soar from the right to the left and then soar up in front of me as I was driving my vehicle. I don't take those signs for granted. I've also experienced the blessing of a praying mantis. Yes, Google them all and you can see the meaning of them. It's real. Don't take advantage or just don't take for granted nature because it's trying to talk to you. It's trying to give you the signs that perhaps you need to hear. Yes, so pay attention to them. Your loved ones are still with you even if they're passed on. I say that to you because there's a lot of mothers that don't have children, but they're connected to the next generation, the young folk. Those are your children. Each one, reach one, teach one. Love up on them and they'll love up on you back. And that's real. Sometimes we're mothers to many and we don't even realize that we are. A lot of women are Titus women. They are designed and made to teach the next generation of women that want to be true women of God. Now, no one is perfect. We all make mistakes. And we are all flawed to some degree. And only perfection that we will ever get is out of the master. So don't take your life for granted. You're wonderfully made. God made you woman for a reason. He took you from the strongest part of a man. And that's the rib. That was by design. Yes, you did not come from the dirt. You came from his rib. Remember that. Mother's Day makes you strong. Being a mother makes you stronger. Yes, because you're dealing with someone else's personality, who they are, loving them unconditionally for the rest of their days and the rest of your days. Now you say to your children, wherever they are in the world, I love you. Regardless of the differences that we have, I love you. And I thank God for you every day. And I hope that wherever you are, that he gives you peace that passes all understanding always. Hey, this has been just a little bit of mother's love. Yeah, mother's love. That's what we're going to call this today. So blessings and salutations to you all. Again, this has been I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. Don't forget to follow, share, and like. Mwah.